from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Evening Edition.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Andrea Nakano.
And I'm Brian Hackney. We'll start in Oakland this afternoon, where a black-owned businesswoman fed up with break-ins happening at one of her stores is going to shut it down. Taylor J. Collection is shutting down its College Avenue store in the Rock Ridge neighborhood. Today was its last day. The owner will keep her flagship store open, though, even though that's been broken into as well.
Yeah, that's not July 4th fireworks. A wild scene on the Bay Bridge. Illegal fireworks go off during a sideshow takeover, stalling traffic for late-night drivers. You can see cars blocking the eastern span of the bridge. Crowds of spectators were there watching trucks perform stunts. The crowd eventually went away, and we reached out to CHP for more information but have not heard back yet. More than $4 million of federal funding has been given to infrastructure projects in Contra Costa County. About half will be going towards closing the gaps on the Bay Trail. Congressman John Garamendi presented checks to the county and the East Bay Regional Parks District. $1 million will help create a bike and pedestrian path on San Pablo between Rodeo and Crockett. And $900,000 of funding will complete a trail between Rodeo and the downtown Martinez Amtrak station. The Bay Trail is currently 70% complete, covering 350 miles along the San Francisco Bay. The goal is to get to 500 miles.
It's got a long way to go, but you do it piece by piece, slowly but surely. That trail system and bike system that will circumvent the entire San Francisco Bay will be built.
The other funding focuses on improving the San Pablo Avenue Bridge and creating 86 units of affordable housing in the city.
Time to take a live look at Sacramento. The governor has revealed the budget for the next 2 years for our state in the face of a $56 billion deficit. Part of the shortfall will be made up by taking $12 billion out of the emergency fund, with $16 billion in cuts to housing, education, and state prisons. And even that doesn't come close to bridging the gap. Still, the plan will take $385 million more dollars from prisons. That's on top of previous cuts. It'll take more than $1 billion gone from affordable housing programs. $5.5 billion for schools will be delayed. Healthcare workers also took a hit. A raise to their minimum wage won't happen until at least October.
People in San Francisco will decide this November if cars should permanently be banned on the Great Highway to make way for an oceanfront park. If passed, the park would stretch 3 miles from Lincoln Way to Skyline Boulevard. The Great Highway was closed off to cars during the pandemic. For the past 2 years, the Great Highway was closed to traffic on the weekends from Lincoln Way to Slope Boulevard.
It's going to incredibly burden a neighborhood with traffic, parking issues, health issues.
You can't have a destination-worthy park that is, in keeping with that vision of, what the West Side and this part and Ocean Beach is capable of.
Now to our fire watch. Crews are continuing to battle the largest fire burning in Northern California right now. The Sites Fire in Colusa County has burned more than 19,000 acres. The fire is burning northeast of Clear Lake. Cal Fire says firefighters are working to improve control lines. Bulldozers have been brought in to help. It's been about 48% contained so far. In Sonoma County, progress is being made in the Point Fire burning northwest of Healdsburg. Cal Fire says crews continue to mop up and create containment lines. However, at least 3 structures have been destroyed. The fire has burned more than 1,200 acres and is 90% contained.
That's Tegan and Sarah getting the Stern Grove Festival started in San Francisco today, the first day of the summer-long free concert series. And if you say that magic word, free, thousands come out to see them, the Canadian indie pop duo. But first, they got to see a local artist from Oakland, King Isis. And here's a look at the full schedule of shows through August. Tickets are all booked for the next 5 show, but you can go to sterngrove.com for info on tickets for the rest. Or you could watch from home. We'll be streaming each concert on KPIA PIX Plus 44 Cable 12.
All right, now the Bay Area continues to celebrate the life of Willie Mays. The Giants will be back home tomorrow, and they will honor the Say Hey Kid in a pregame ceremony scheduled for 6:30. Considered to be the greatest to ever play this game, Mays was selected to 24 All-Star games. That's a number that'll never be matched. 12 gold gloves, 660 homers, and part of the 3,000 hit club. Former Giant JT Snow joined us this week to reflect on the Say Hey Kid.
He was the one guy that I was very nervous about asking him for an autograph. Not that he would say no, because he never said no, but he was just that intimidating force. And I think all the Giants players, as we'd walk through the clubhouse, we were humbled and almost embarrassed that maybe some of the contracts that we had and were going through and meeting Willie Mays and the stories and the way he played the game, if he played in today's era, what he would have done.
Yeah, Willie Mays, I can hear him now. Be like, what's the problem? Tell me what's going on. Sit down. He's got that high-pitched voice in the clubhouse that just kind of put everybody at ease.
Yeah, but he was a calming presence there and such a valuable person to learn from. Thank you so much, Vern.
Thank you, Vern. Group Pets in Need is pushing to get pets paired with humans. Aww. And so they held an event called Super Pets Day at Springline Plaza at Menlo Park. They say shelters are overcrowded and under-resourced, and events like this help keep shelters from having to euthanize some of the animals.
Well, their legs may be short, but these corgis can move, right? They can, I think. The dogs took over the racetrack at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton today. Some of the dogs barely got past the starting line, but others sprinted ahead like the wild wolves they descended from. They're so cute.
Very short-legged. Interesting. Didn't they say corgis are animals designed by committee? I don't know. Short little, I don't know, but they're cute little guys. That's it for us at 5. We'll see you back at 6.